1927, part of the lineup. Legends on the Lawn, 1st of June. Looking forward to that. Tickets on sale Thursday, by the way. Get to the website legendsonthelawn.com.au. James A for breakfast. Hey, Dennis and Realview, what you got for us this morning, mate?
All right, mate. Hey, I don't know what's going on. That golf links road down there is a sea of blue and red lights, mate. So something's happened down there on that golf links causeway.
Okay, well, hopefully nobody's trying to drive through flooded water. It was flooded through there when I came through this morning. So, all right, we'll get that on the air. Thanks for the update, mate. Appreciate it.
Good area to avoid this morning.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.
All right, any reports, bye. Anything else to report for us this morning? 133353 is the phone number. All right, it's time for Dave's Did You Know?
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
All right, what do you got for us today?
Let's start off with something I noticed on the Mackay Council's Facebook page on Thursday, Throwback Thursday. There was a photo of Cremorne over the other side of the Forgan Smith Bridge.
Mm.
It's amazing how the area's completely changed. It had the Trocadero there. They had wedding breakfasts. I didn't realise you could have a wedding at breakfast time.
A what?
A wedding breakfast.
Do you mean like,
I didn't know
mean,
that was a thing.
Do you mean breakfast weddings?
I don't know.
Not a wedding breakfast? Because a wedding breakfast
I've got this thing in my head where people are having their wedding at breakfast time.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, isn't it? Isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be a breakfast time wedding.
Yes.
Not a wedding breakfast.
Well, I don't know what it is, because I've never ever experienced one of those things.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Next.
That would actually save a lot of money, having a wedding at breakfast time, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Okay. It is estimated 80% of the people in the world have never stepped on an airplane.
80% of people.
I know, right?
Yeah, right.
We're sitting at, 5 or 6 billion people all up, and 80% of them have never been on a plane.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
You just think it's like a normal thing. But you think about third world countries, though, as well. So there's a lot of people out there who it's just out of their price budget.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
That's a big fact.
A lot of people like to drive, too. So there you go. Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, wasn't originally called Mr. Bean. Did you know that?
No. I haven't really stayed up late at night pondering what his name was going to be, but no.
Well, apparently when he was developing the character, he had a few different writers with him. They couldn't really give him a name to begin with. So they put a bunch of vegetables up on the table. His original name, the running title, was Mr. Cauliflower. But they thought, that sounds ridiculous. Let's go with a different type of vegetable.
And he chose beans.
Yes.
Mr. Bean. That's where it came from.
But did you know?
Guess
and he's
what?
Rolling in the cash now from it.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Just on that, do you realise that he had to develop the character because he was turned down on a bunch of different TV pilots?
Oh, good.
Because he couldn't speak that well. So I thought, okay, well, bugger it. I'm going to write a character that can't speak.
And look at him now. One of the most famous actors in the world.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
Okay, next.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
The first computer bug was an actual bug. That's the reason why it's called that name.
What do you mean? A bug?
In 1947, a moth flew into the computer at Harvard University and stuffed it up. Now, these computers were like the size of a whole room at that stage in 1947. The programmer working on it at the time found the moth, taped it to a piece of paper with an explanation of what happened to the computer. So that's why it's called a bug.
I know. Who researches that to make sure it's true, though? That's my question.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like that's probably a conspiracy.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Oh, we're good today.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm.
I love that one about Mr. Bean, though.
I'm still confused about the breakfast wedding. Don't you mean wedding breakfast?
I don't know.
12 to 6, Jane Day for breakfast. Showers around Mackay with Sundays today.